Phoenix Power.
Okay.
Perfect.
Any changes or additions to the agenda?
I did forget to drop or include the next meeting date on the agenda, so we'll be sure to mention that that's January 8th.
Okay, nothing else? Look for a motion for the minutes from the November 13th meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Is this the, oh, here it is. Okay, that brings us to public comment. Was it, how do you say it, Verlet?
Verlet.
Verlet. Do you guys want to come up to the table, or do you want to talk to the mayor?
Yeah, we'll come up with a table.
Oh, we can sit here.
Yeah, it's a couple chairs.
We want a table.
I don't bite.
The board already has, they did.
Not hurt anyway.
Board members already have their email and, you know, the sketch of the suggested project. I added to your materials some questions that they sent today.
Okay, so we're in public comment right now, so. So you have the floor, go ahead and.
So my name is Aubrey Lett, and this is my wife Darcy, and we've owned the camp at, on East Echo Lake Road for like 45 years, so a long time. And this is a problem, an issue that we've had that goes back, it predates road commissioners and lining the ditches with the stones and all of that, where the water coming down the hill goes beneath our camp. And we met recently with Will Marlier of the Orleans County National Resources Conservation District and Patrick Hurley of the Magog, Memphis Magog Watershed Association for ideas on how we could combat that. And they had a lot of ideas, and they boiled it all down pretty much to that one slide that I passed on, and I have copies of it here if anybody would like to look at it. But a lot of it is, the water goes underneath our camp, and we end up with a lot of the road gravel on our front lawn, lakeside. And this happens every couple of years. It happened not only in the really bad storm 2 years ago, but it's happened every couple of years for the last 10 years or so. So it's a pretty severe problem, and a lot of it has to do, it's a lot of water, and it's a lot of gravel. I've often taken off 10 to 20 wheelbarrow loads of gravel off my front lawn. And a lot of it has to do with the way the road slopes. It basically slopes and drains underneath my camp. And the camp sits on pillars, and it's just, it's not gonna be stable if this continues. It's gonna erode beneath the camp. So a lot of the solutions they had was, one was replacing a sluiceway that's on the east side up toward Tom's to replace that, because it's undersized and it's not carrying enough water. That's one of the problems. And the roadbed needs to tip in such a manner that it would drain to the opposite side of the lake, to the opposite side, where there is actually a ditch and not just drainage onto my lawn and underneath the camp. So they had the people that we talked to, Patrick, had a lot of, you know, solutions that we might be able to approach it with, but a lot of it was like a curb along the side of the road, that sort of a thing. So, and I don't know how that plays given the right of way of the road. It just, there's not a lot of space there to do things with. There's only about 20 feet. So I think the easiest solution for us seems to be to simply tilt the roadbed if at all possible. And I know the crowning technique is, you know, used, all the road crews use that, but that puts half of the water, you know, coming down that hill underneath my camp. So the solution as I see it is would be best to replace the sluice and try to tilt the roadbed. and I'd like to kind of, you know, I don't know if that's possible, but I'd like to review it with the road commissioner if at all, you know, if we could.
So, we actually just did a bunch of site visits around the town for some roads that we looked at, and the day we were doing it, it was a couple days after you had sent the first email in about it, so we went over as the road commissioners and took a look at it. I had looked at it before we went over as road commissioners, and I'm just intrigued from what I saw personally there when I see the Memphis-Magog Watershed Association recommending something like that, and they didn't pick up on the things that we picked up on there. So if you stand at your property and you look up the hill towards where you're talking about where the water comes, all the properties from your house up the hill have a berm on the side of the road that hold the water in the road. The neighbor just above has a paved driveway. That driveway is actually...
That's Tom.
That's me.
That driveway is actually holding the water in. And if you look at that, you're correct, and I agree with your assessment that you're getting, we're crowning the road like is recommended, and you're getting half of the water from that whole hill because over the years, everybody's done a lot of work to bank the side of the road. And I actually reached out to V-Trans about this and what the best fix of this would be. And the fix is that, so the job from the direction from the V-Trans was the job of the town and the road crew is to disperse water as quickly as possible off the road or across the road. Anybody downgrade from there, their job is to accept it. Okay, so that happens in a lot of places. I think we're talking about another situation on that road where there's a culvert that's been fixed that is now was putting water on somebody's land that didn't want it. They wanted it kind of removed and put on. When I talked to him about grading the road away from the, you know, in one direction, he spoke highly against that. It causes a lot of danger issues. When I hear, and this is my own opinion, when I hear the Memphis-Magog Watershed Association giving the recommendation to bank the side of a road to retain the water inside the road, they lose a lot of credibility with me. Okay, so I agree that you're getting a lot of water down there, but the water is actually coming because there's a little ditch that's been formed from all the properties down the edge of the road. So to correct that, we'd have to measure from the center to see where our town right away is and see if we can cut some berms into the, I mean, unfortunately, they're lawns now. They're not hay fields.
Right.
This water needs to disperse every 10, 20, 30, whatever they recommend. It needs to keep going off, but it's coming from the top of the hill all the way down through. And the only place that I can see that it would go off effectively is that little brook right before your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're the lowest property in there, and I think you probably knew that when you guys purchased it, right? Like the water's always, like you said, is always gone there. The answer is not to keep it in the road longer. The answer is to get it out of the road quickly. And that's the direction from V-Trans. And we also are dealing with the better roads. They have a lot of requirements that we have to upgrade sections of the roads. We've done a ton of work on that East Echo Lake over there, which is required by better roads or we will lose our, you know, grant funding. We have met their standards. This was not one of their recommendations at all. So I think there's two different organizations kind of trying to come up with processes. But what we have to be careful as a select board and as a road crew is that we have to adhere to what the state is requiring us to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree that we have to do all we can to keep the silt runoff out of the lake, right? And that is done by mitigating water directly out of the road quickly. I live on Dane Hill, right? And so I actually looked at it today when I come down. It's hard with the snow and everything, but there's no berms of grass on the edge of the road. They've been cut out, cuffed in, and but there's no mowed lawn there either, so that gets contentious. I get it, but the problem is that water's sheltering all the way down that hill and staying in the road. And so V-Trans was going to go over and look at it, and I will reach back out to them. They were going to see what they recommended the best fix was. That's just my opinion. I want you guys to give your input on it.
We were talking about cutting it down lower just before the brook, so the water coming down the road but right directly down the brook and stop.
Yeah, but
there.
I think it's when it rains so heavily,
water,
it's got to come off
that brook.
Before, too.
Yeah.
Not just that one spot.
When you, it, I mean, just look around when you're riding around the roads, right? And you'll see these little cutoffs everywhere, especially on hills. And what they're doing is they're trying to dissipate that water. There's a crown to the road. The water is going to come down the hill, but it's going to go to the crown. And they're trying to dissipate that into the ditch as quickly as they can. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, we looked at it the other day when we were over there. I took some pictures. I mean, if you look at that whole hill, there is a berm all the way up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that the recommendation for the easiest fix and the most effective fix for all things we're discussing is going to be to dissipate that water on the properties. Unfortunately.
Is to still... To leave it the way it is? Is that what you're saying?
And to get the water to go out several times down that hill onto the people's property that's on the lakeside. To get the water to go out many, many times instead of what's happening is it's silting all the way there.
Yeah, okay.
It's going all the way down to your property or down to the bottom of the hill. And when we get a huge storm, it's bringing all that material right,
right
down to the lowest point. You're the only property that does not have a berm on the edge of your property.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm willing, you know, as long as I'm not violating the right of way, to build that berm, but if
no.
So the thing is, so to answer the one question that I will personally answer is yes, you need to have the select board's permission to do anything inside the right of way.
Right.
And we will not recommend holding the water into the lowest point of that road right there.
Okay.
I think, and the recommendation I've heard from is to dissipate the water quickly out of the road before that happens. And we do it all the time on hills.
I feel the same way.
But the direction about tipping the road and berming the side of it is doesn't really, it's confusing because it doesn't fit with anything the state does, discusses, tells us to do, any direction. If we had a grant for that, they would not recommend to do this. And upsizing the culvert would be to tip that water into that one culvert. To make, so basically tip the water away from the lake, make it go through a bigger culvert. I don't think that's a really, really cost-effective, better solution for the lake, for the town, or for the property. But I'm going to talk to V-Trans and see. I know you've been in contact with them. I don't know.
My opinion is that everybody on that road needs to take their fair share.
I think I'm taking more.
You're taking more. And you're going to find that after this summer, things are going to change drastically over there. I plan on deberming some of that, and I think that's going to help the situation quite a bit.
Yeah, so
and there's going to be a lot of unhappy people.
So we'll take some measurements. We're going to do what we have to, what the best for the town
and for the lake.
That's our main concern is the lake.
So yeah. I think about, like, so up way up even above that hill where we had the grant.
Yeah, by Apple Tree Lane and
right?
Fort Hill,
and
yep.
There was a culvert across the road, been there for years, was plugged. And as soon as we fixed the road, upgraded the culvert to the size it needed to be per the grant, then there was a complaint from the neighbor that the water was going on the road, on his land. So, it historically didn't, but it was flowing right down the road. The road was flat, it was washing it out. People were complaining, we're talking about silt runoff, trying to clean that up. That's why we got the riprap in the ditch, the bigger culvert, the cross culvert's trying to get it to cross that road.
Yeah.
We don't want it to stay on the upper side of the road. We want to keep it crossing the road in little pieces instead of this huge flow.
Right.
And, you know, I think everybody sees it in development. When you get into cities and stuff, like, we mitigate all this water to one area, right? And that's not the recommendation, especially when we have these huge floods. Because when they have that road's a tunnel. I mean, even this deberming, when we have the flood like we just had, that water's going down that road.
Yeah.
It's gonna,
yeah, it is.
It's going to flood that road. It's going to flood every infrastructure we have. I haven't seen the last couple storms we have. I didn't see a bit of infrastructure around that really held other than like way oversized bridges. And then so the recommendation is always to build more and more. But like some of the stuff I saw washed out across the state was like, holy cow. Like, how do you even plan for that? You know, you do the best you can, but things like this are the best thing you can do to try to mitigate this. You know, you'd like having three or four 18-inch culverts instead of one 36 one at the end
right
of the hill is going to be way more effective and maintain the infrastructure.
So I didn't know this was going to be the subject tonight, but since I'm involved here, sort of, can I say something? I have a little perspective on
sure, this. It's public comment.
So Alan and Darcy probably remember this, but it was maybe around 2012 or 13, we were getting the same issues. That's before I owned my property, but we were getting the same issue, although it was really affecting, it was both your property and then the Doolin's property, you know, your neighbors, right?
Yeah.
And so we got a grant to fix, basically from where you ended up 2 or 3 years ago, down.
Who got a grant?
Well, the town got a grant. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the town. We either, yeah. And that made a really big, big improvement because we actually put some drainage in on the away from the lake. All that stuff you see there, that sort of went in then. I mean, it was, they didn't really replace any culverts, but then it was really crowned, and that seems to really have worked for a long time. But anyway, that's before I owned my current property. I owned that, now I bought the property. I will tell you when we built that berm that you're talking about in my driveway, that was actually level with the road.
Yeah.
And I want to just add something. So what I've done, I now met somebody on the West Echo Lake Road, but around the lake, I think I'm the only property that willingly takes water. I've showed that to Woodwell one time. I've got two what they call rain gardens. Well, yeah, intentionally. I have to go keep cleaning it out because there's so much water. When it rains, I go out there on my own. I clean it out to keep it so the water. I got one further up, and I got one in front of my house to do that.
Sounds
we
like it's
need
not
more.
Accepting enough water.
Well, we need, we need more people to do it. I filled the thing.
I just don't have the room to do it.
I got 20 feet.
Well, so I'm going to be totally honest. You don't need a place for water to go. There's no berm at your property, and it's all going there. And they will, you know, that's when you get down there, you're just going to have the bottom part of it, right? Like
right.
From the brook. Those are the things that I look at when I go to situations like that, and that's what I noticed, that's what we went and what everybody kind of saw. So if you guys look at it, you'll see what I mean. Like,
there's an edge.
Top of that
there's
hill
a solid edge.
I agree with you.
And
you know, when there's no snow there, you're going to look at that edge, you're going to be like, you're mowing right to the edge of the road.
Right.
They've got driveways, everybody's got a driveway. So do we have to raise the road up to compensate for that? And that's going to be very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. Or do we have to make places for this to go out? And maybe we can work with the residents to see where they would like rather have that. But there has to be some, you know, some.
Well, that might force people to have more of these rain gardens because everyone diverted that. You wouldn't have that much water.
Well, I mean, I think that's what V-Trans was referring to about anybody downgrade their jobs to accept it. And the best way you can accept it, right? Rain garden, riprap, culvert, water bars.
You can have something that looks nice.
Oh, we need to pull the berm.
You need to do all that on your property. We understand that. You know,
what did you say?
We need to pull the berm. But when we pull the berm, it's going to upset a lot of people because it's a lot of mowed lawn.
Right.
Okay, but like I said before, everybody needs to take their fair share.
Yeah, and it will work.
And you're getting over your fair share.
Yeah. It's, and I think, you know, I mean, if somebody has a better suggestion, somebody from V-Trans Estate, whatever, we're open. This suggestion is confusing to me.
The reason we had them come is we wanted to do what was right for the lake.
I think sometimes what may happen is somebody from a watershed, they're asked a question on how do we fix this, so they give a direction on that. They're not really thinking about the things that we're focused on all the time. They're more focused on the question, right? Maybe. I'm not sure.
They also were very quick to say that it was a very challenging issue.
Yeah.
It is, and it ain't.
The reason I think it ain't is because we do this everywhere in town, and every town does it. I don't drive around the town anywhere where they don't see this. And sometimes, you know, like I said, the residents sometimes say, can you do it right here? And we know you got to have it, but let's do it right here. But what's happened historically over there is there's not a berm. I mean, there's not a cut in the berm at all, and it's going down to the end of your property.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't think we can rectify that until spring.
No, we can't.
No, I didn't.
We can't.
We're going to probably try to, as soon as the board try to have some discussions. We understand it's not what anybody wants to see, but you do have a valid complaint, I think, on what we saw over there.
Okay, good. good, as long as it's a work in progress.
Yeah. It will be.
I'm happy with that.
The answer is going to be, I think, going to be the best.
Well, we're going to have to go over there, I think, and just look and see where we can put it off.
Yeah, I think we mean V-Trans over there, and if there's, you know, because if there is options of trying to whatever, we'll do that. But we need to, you know, we need to be cognizant of the cost for everybody in the town, make sure that we're, you know, dissipating the water.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I think the riprap is doing, in the ditches, is doing a hell of a job. It really is. But the place directly across from our camp, that was once filled with riprap, and now it's totally filled.
Yeah.
So I think the riprap is good, but it's like the oil filter in your car.
That's true.
Every 10,000 miles, you got to rip it out and put on a new oil filter.
Same thing on Dana.
You're 100% right.
Thing. And same thing on them ditches there. I know I saw one or two places, but I showed you there. But even on the ditch side, there was a little bit of berm there, right? We don't want that there. We want that water just shedding shed into that ditch quickly because it doesn't pick up dirt that way.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, that being said, you know, when you get 4 inches of rain, it's
right.
It's also better for the lake.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are all trying to save the lake over there, right?
Yeah, we all want
it,
place.
Right. It, but if what I'm saying is if the water can get off the road quicker, it's better for the lake.
Yeah. Less
I mean, because snow. This is what they say. The further the water runs down the road,
the more
the faster it goes, the more gravel it takes.
Yeah.
So like Dane Hill can lose 2 inches a year off from Dane Hill because it's so steep. Okay? And I know where your problem is from Apple Tree Lane down. We got 63 miles of road to deal with in the town. We can't be everywhere's all the time.
No, but
so be patient. We'll get there. I promise you, we'll get there.
Yeah, no, the complaint just came to light, so we did go over and look at it, and you know we're going to do whatever we can to do fix that anywhere in the road the only time we can. But
good.
Well, that'd be good because you know what the front of your property and now the Hamlet's property looks like.
Right.
That's all filling in over the years. I mean, it was a boathouse there, right? Or is?
Yeah.
You used to be able to get a boat. I don't think it's up halfway up my calf now.
No,
but there's a lot of issues up there.
But
that's
been happening over the years, right? So it's all coming. So we've been working on trying to solve that over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got, and we're trying to hit all the. Basically, right now, what is it? 26? No, 35. When's the cutoff for the better road?
Oh, for the permit?
To upgrade all the sections?
There's different things that we have to meet, but there's a deadline this year, actually.
26.
And then there's a, but 36, I think.
I can remember when it started, we went around with a tablet and mapped all these places that they said we had to do it, and I think Bernie did, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did some.
Mapped,
yeah. NVDA did some. We did some.
Yeah. So yeah, we're working. Of course, you know, sometimes money comes into play too. But we'll get it. We'll do all we can.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us the time.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Coming in.
Is there a restroom upstairs? We had a 2-hour drive.
And we're old.
We all are.
Yourself.
You remember Jonathan Winters, don't you?
Yeah.
If nobody minds, I'll jump over there.
Yeah. I should have said, I'm old.
Okay, Carl, we'll jump over to you.
Sure.
So you're more than welcome to hang out. But.
No, it's a brief statement, just in the sense of acknowledging the fact that we received your letter of November 16th from the association. I think it's appropriate that we just had the conversation we had because I recognize the challenges of working with the public. I can recognize the challenges of working with homeowners and landowners that, you know, have invested a great deal into their properties, and we all want the best. And I think to try and make that happen is a challenge. I think there's a couple of ways we can look at it. Financially, it's a challenge. Who's picking up the tab? And I think that's something that some of our landowners, and I'll speak for myself, I'm very happy to do it because of the needs that we have. And I look at my property as it's my property, and I'm willing to take responsibility for it. And I think there's a good majority of our landowners and homeowners that have that attitude. And then there's a few that feel, well, maybe ELPA should take care of this for us. Well, you know, ELPA's, that's, our job is to protect the lake and to do everything we can to make sure that the quality of the lake remains the way it is, and I think we can all be proud of Echo, given where we are with the quality of water there. I think we're one of the cleanest lakes in the state, and I think we have an association that's completely dedicated to it. So my question is how can ELPA be helpful to you, and maybe we can take a little bit of that initial concern of a homeowner or a landowner and have a listening ear out there for them, and then offer some advice from our point of view. We have our board meeting in January, and we'll present this to the entire board for looking for solutions and so forth. But what's the best angle that you would like to see us take to support you and Wendell and all the people that are involved with trying to maintain a community that is going to have a range of opinions about it?
So I think one thing for me that would be helpful is just like the conversation we just had, right? If residents, I mean, I think a lot of residents do understand, but some might not want to, you know, admit it, but like understand that we're just trying to meet standards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't, and a lot of times people don't like them standards, and I've had this conversation with a lot of residents, when they passed this 3 years ago in Montpelier, that's when you guys needed to be down, and nobody said anything, and then this new standard passed, and now we're doing it in front of your house, and you're mad at us about it. Like, and sometimes it might be a ditch size, how much riprap's got to be in it, and these are things that they dictate at the state level. Whether sometimes it's through legislation, right? And then we're just trying to comply. And like you said, you might have residents that have spent a lot of time and money developing their property, and then all of a sudden this standard or policy comes in that says we have to do something, right? Like getting the water off the road quickly, right? It's not what we want to do. I mean, the lawns are beautiful down through there. You know, it happens in front of my house. It happens everywhere. So just trying to make everybody understand that we're not doing it because we want to.
Right. No, I think the position, we all understand the position, and I've sat on a couple of community board meetings, and you know, just sitting on a school committee meeting where I chaired for, you know, 9 years in Massachusetts, and it's I understand completely, and we want to support, and I know the board, when we meet in January, will most probably unanimously come across saying that whatever we can do to work with the town is what our goal is, and I also want to try to be supportive to those families that, quote unquote, are mad.
Yeah, and what spurred the letter was that there was a culvert that they were requesting to take, somebody was requesting to take out, and then we found the culvert blocked with stone.
Right.
And we just kind of felt as a board, like, you know, how do we get help on this? How do we, you know, you guys are around there all the time. If you see that stuff,
right,
let us know. Because like, hey, we'll get over there, we'll clean it out. We might not be able to figure out who did it, but we'll mitigate the risk if we can.
Right.
You know, and
well, you know, I'm not sure if you feel maybe a conversation with that.
I'm not implying that that was the person. I'm just saying that
right.
it looked pretty clear that the stones were
right.
Piled in front of the culvert. And so that's why we were just like, you know, let's just ask, because we knew you guys had a good association and good communication around the lake, and how do we get the word out there that, hey, we're doing our best, but it's not working against each other either.
Well, we'll address all of this at the board meeting, looking for input as to how do we inform the association of some of the concerns, with trying to be as nondescript as possible, but also to say that, you know, we all have a stake in this, and we want to support the town, we want to support, you know, what the road crew is. There's never enough people for this type of work, and I think the expense, as I've mentioned in a couple of our association meetings, is, sure, we hear you, and we understand. But it always comes down to the dollar and who's willing to contribute in that particular. And I don't see it as the select board's problem in the sense of financing. I don't see it as ELPA's problem in financing that. So I think from our point of view, we want to support. That's the message of me coming here tonight and acknowledging your letter. And it gives us a good agenda item on January to address, because the relationship that we want to have is one of positivity and one that, yeah, we may disagree from time to time, but we'll work it out.
And I'd like to add to that, so I mentioned this to Carl, you know, I've got a couple roles there, which one is called Lakewise, which is keeping the lake clean, and then this watershed action plan, which is to improve all the areas that that were deficient. Obviously, what you guys did on that road is fabulous. Now, I'm not probably liable for getting sued if I say something directly, but I will take it upon myself to speak directly to the land property owner. I don't know who it was. There are three family members there. It could have been any one of them for all I know, but I think they need to know that, and they need to keep their eyes on it. I can approach it that way, but I think we have to have that direct conversation.
For me, it's just a mentality shift, right?
Yeah,
like,
you
just need to understand, like, it's okay that water's crossing the road. I think that's what there's just been a, we just need everybody to just understand, like.
Again, some little perspective, again, of going back like 15 plus years, maybe 20 years, something in that range. We had another person on Echo Lake Road who was doing the same thing. Yeah. Now, it took a letter from the town's attorney to stop them, but
yeah.
It did change. But yeah.
Hopefully we
don't
need to do that.
Yeah, no, hopefully. So I intend to, I'm not going to, he's in Pennsylvania. I'm going to wait till they come back this summer.
Well,
I just want to say that I'm trying to help here too, you know.
Well, I think what we experienced in 2023 and 2024, I think has just put so many people on guard and on edge of, you know, well, we expect some rain. You know, oh my God, what are we faced with? You know, am I going to wake up tomorrow morning and just see my road or my driveway not there?
Yeah.
So I think there is that, and then look what we had this summer.
I don't like it when it says rain.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like
that
it.
Boat, but we were all praying for rain at one point in
right.
August.
Yeah,
this
summer we needed
you know?
Rain.
We're getting plenty of snow now.
I appreciate your time tonight, but the only reason I'm here is to say that, you know, we got your letter, we respond, and we feel, you know, and I'll just say to all of you guys, it's not an envious position to be in. So,
let us know if there's anything to do, but
everybody's
got needs.
Well,
we are trying.
Absolutely, and we'll make sure that message is out there.
Perfect.
All right, that's the key point, all right, that you're trying. And we'll do the best we can. What more can we expect?
That's right. Sounds good. I really appreciate you guys coming in.
Yep. All right. Well, have a happy holiday.
Yes,
you too.
And can you warm it up a little bit? Isn't that your responsibility,
too? I'm trying.
I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow, so I'm going to warm it up.
Okay, good. Well, have a great break. And thank you very
much.
Take care. Yeah,
have a good one. You open the back of that
camper,
you might see me in it.
Yeah, me too.
They have room in it. My wife packed.
No.
That's all right.
You'll be driving. Me and him are going to be in the back.
Okay, so
we'll
put the ambulance contract.
Yeah, there's two copies. They just need one board signature, so you can decide who that's
going to
be.
Okay, so we just need to sign them?
Yes.
And both one will go back to them.
Respond to NEKCB Underground Camp Whitby.
They were looking for.
Yeah, they haven't reached out to me.
They haven't?
Nope.
Yeah, I was going to say they haven't. Okay, so we can just table that.
I thought she was going to call you anyway.
No, she hasn't called me.
She didn't say that. Okay, so I think they know they can't do it until spring, so maybe that's why. Okay, so we'll just table
that
until we hear from them. Respond to Stuger regarding the planter box in the right of way on Echo Lake. Did you go over and mention that?
I did.
And where did you find it?
We found out it was in the right of way.
How far?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
You told me 11 feet?
Yeah, 11 feet.
11 feet in?
No, it's 11 feet from center of the road.
It's 11 feet.
It's 14 feet, so 11 feet inside the right of way.
Right, correct.
14 feet from center of the road.
Yeah.
so we're obviously we're not liable to pay for it. So I don't think that anybody's got appetite for that. I don't, is it in your way?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem. Okay, well, we need to send her a letter that it needs to be removed. And if it's not removed and we hit it, they're going to be liable for the damage of our plow.
Yep.
Yes.
Does that sound right? That's what we do everywhere else, correct?
Yep.
Only think that it matters that it's been there 25 years and...
It's in the right of way.
Okay, can you, do you need a, can I get a motion to send a letter to Lorinda Studer?
Motion.
Second.
Letting them know that the planter needs to be removed from the right of way. And that if it's not, any damage to our town equipment will be, they will be liable for. And we are also denying the claim. We are not paying for the flower box. You know, just for the minutes, I think reiterate to the town that like you can't have stuff in the town right of way. It's, there's the travel portion of the right of way, and then there's the town right of way. And they have that whole portion of non-travel right away for things like ditches, plowing, winging banks, and you can't have nothing in that area. That's it. Anybody else got anything on that?
Nope.
Nope.
Right. Follow up on, sorry.
On the letter, do you want us to just send that? Do you want to approve it at the next meeting?
Can you, do you got my wording on what,
yeah.
What was the motion?
Yeah.
Let's just go with that and probably send a certified mail, make sure it gets there. I mean, the problem is that she needs to get the response that we're not paying for the flower bed. She come in and made a claim then.
Right.
It needs to be back 25 feet from the center of the road.
Yep.
Do you want to give a deadline that is often done on these letters?
We can't, I mean, they can't do it now, of course.
Until it's removed.
Can it?
A month, 30 days.
Oh, I haven't seen what it is, so.
Anybody got 30 days?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what it looked like in August of
2024. You're so good.
That was just Google Maps.
Yeah. Follow up discussion regarding the turnarounds for One House Class 3 roads. How's that been working out for you?
Not very good. Willis, the guy still has the camper up there. So it's either we make it tight to back up to the garage doors or we back out onto the guy's lawn. And I don't think backing onto the lawn's the right thing to do. Griffin Road is still a pickup park there, so he skips it, but the pickup ain't there. We go down and clean it up.
I can meet with you, talk to the other resident there where I showed you guys the house just before the end of the Griffin, where the road actually ends.
Yep.
I talked to the people there and they said they're okay with us
to turn around there.
Turning in there.
Okay.
Probably want to meet you there or meet them there and just kind of explain to them that where we're going to put the snow.
Okay. The other one is Bingham has done pretty good. There's been no issues up there. Bennett, I haven't been plowing it. I haven't spent a lot of time over there, but
I'm gonna actually call for a motion to go in executive session so we can talk about a couple of these situations that are going to arise with that one. Turn around.
Okay. Do you need a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
So, entering executive session at 6:43. My understanding. Discuss legal advice.
There you go. That's probably what it is.
Let me.